The time is 14 minutes to nine. Whenever someone's murdered, the victim's partner, parents, children are assigned a police family liaison officer. Their role is vital, but it's often misunderstood. It's far more than simply being a shoulder to cry on. The FLO, as they're usually known, gathers information from the victim's family for the police investigation and provides the crucial link to the detective leading the inquiry. Well, now Scotland Yard is refining the role. Family liaison officers will be expected to provide more support during legal proceedings and make sure that new recruits to the job are given mentoring by experienced officers. The changes were agreed during an unprecedented meeting of FLOs and the bereaved, and our Home Affairs correspondent Danny Shaw was there. He met those involved in three very different cases.
I met Paul at my mother's home. Instantly liked him.
Tony Banfield is talking about his family liaison officer Paul Webb, a detective with the Metropolitan Police. In 2010, the force had launched a murder investigation following the disappearance of Tony's dad, Don, 9 years earlier.
Probably the worst time of my life, I'd say, that year.
Tony's stepmother and half-sister were accused of murdering his dad. Part of DC Webb's role was to assemble material that might assist the case, and he spoke to Tony about his mum, a potentially crucial witness, giving evidence at the trial.
Tony is very, very defensive and caring of his mum, and he did not want her to go anywhere near that court.
I just said, you're pushing for me to do something that I don't want to do. But what would you do if it was you? And I know it was an honest answer. And I think that was from that moment, that's when, you know, a very good relationship was forged.
Although the court case resulted in two guilty verdicts, the convictions were overturned on appeal and the case remains officially unsolved.
Murder without motive. The killing of a woman who hadn't an enemy in the world.
In 1995, primary school teacher Joy Hewer was sexually assaulted and stabbed to death in East London. For her sister, Penny Barnes, the shock of the brutal murder was made worse by the way the case was handled by the police family liaison officer. She felt the FLO directed too much attention to one member of the family.
There could have been a lot more communication initially between the FLO and all members of the family. That's what fundamentally went wrong.
And how did that leave you feeling at that time?
That left us feeling totally shut out, disempowered, excluded, helpless and hopeless, added to the obvious grief that particularly my parents were feeling.
Penny's awful experience was similar to that of Stephen Lawrence's family, which ultimately led to an overhaul of the system. And last year, as police prepared an anniversary appeal to find her sister's killer, Penny was assigned a new FLO, who's finally giving her the information and support she needs.
Thank you very much for coming this evening. I'm Noel McHugh. I'm DCI, one of the SIOs, Senior Investigating Officers on the Homicide and Major Crime Command.
In a sign of how far police have come in recognising the important role played by family liaison officers, Scotland Yard invited a group of FLOs and the families to come up with further improvements.
Today is about yourselves, the families. You are the most important people here.
Two of those attending were Sophia Spring and Andrea McDermott. Their sister Cassie was murdered in 2001.
What's the most important thing you can get out of from a family liaison officer?
I think honesty.
Yeah.
I think
the
trust.
Trust. Building that relationship.
We felt that we could air our stuff out. Yeah. And it was okay to. We could scream, we could shout, we could just rage because we were in that period of raging.
Mario done it.
He knew it was Mario that did it. So in time, that memory came back.
Yeah.
Mario Soler murdered Cassie McDermott, but it took a further 8 years before he was found guilty. That was after he'd attempted to kill another woman, Cara Hoyt, who was left with brain damage, which badly affected her speech.
Angry, because rage, how could you do that? And no, and this, no.
Now, reflecting on a protracted case which involved complex legal proceedings under the new double jeopardy laws, the family liaison officer for the McDermotts, Catherine Gregory, is passing on her unvarnished advice to others in the role.
Don't try and... I'm going to say a bad word, I won't say...
You can say a bad word.
Don't bullshit people. You've got to be straight, no matter how hard it is, because the worst thing has happened to that family that could ever happen, so nothing you're going to say is ever going to match the moment when they were told about their relative loved one dying.
Danny Shaw reporting there on FLOs.